Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is true, Mushroom Man 674. It's Tuesday here on the show. We got a lot to talk about. Tonight, NXT, the follow-up to the Deadline PLE on Saturday. And I was reading the our message board at WrestlingObserver.com, our community. And somebody was like, take a drink every time Brian says PLE. Well, what do you want me to say? They're not pay-per-views anymore. I'm trying to be hip to the times here. It was a PLE. And it was on Saturday night. So we'll tell you about the follow-up to that. We also got winners coming tomorrow. And this weekend, besides the usual SmackDown Rampage and Collision, we do have Saturday night's main event. Five matches now announced for Saturday night's main event. We'll talk about Raw from last night. A lot of good stuff on Raw. A lot of good talking segments. And, hey, listen. You know, people like to say I won't admit when I'm wrong. They're absolutely wrong. And I'm right. I will admit when I'm wrong. I thought I knew where that New Day angle was going. I thought for sure it was so simple. This Woods is going to turn on this Kofi Kingston. They're going to have a feud. Eh, people care about it for a little while, but, you know, people don't like seeing two people they like fight. Golly, was I wrong. They turned heel on Big E, and they were just like the hottest heel act on Raw last night. I mean, they're getting Don Callis heat, and it was amazing. So I was very wrong. They hit a home run with this one. So we'll tell you about that. Plus a bunch of all-in Texas notes. Bryan Danielson and ticket sales and AW video games. We've got a lot of news. I'll give you all the contact details after the break. Stick around, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot to get into here today. Let's start with all the good news and bad news coming out of AEW. All right? I'll start with the bad news or the good news? Anybody care?
Bad news. Bad news sells.
All right. There's really not a lot of bad news. The real bad news, honestly, is, my God, that Rampage rating. Holy smokes. Rampage did 177,000 viewers and a 0.04. That ties their all-time record low. There was a normal time slot. I mean, there was competition, but there always is. They're 18 to 49 down 68% from a year ago. Like, nobody's watching Rampage.
It's a zombie.
I mean, the thing is, like, they advertised three Continental Classic matches, including that Ricochet and Commander and Okada and Mark Briscoe. And, like, let's be honest, nobody cared. They did not watch the show to see those matches. So, you know, it's like, I'll tell you what's good. They are advertising more matches in advance. But, like, even when you advertise matches in advance, like, there's a card. I mean, you need more. I feel bad saying this because, like, first, all I wanted was for them to advertise stuff, right? But now they're doing it, and you can see that clearly there's more to it than that. It's like, well, yeah, you got to advertise stuff, but, like, what's the reason to see these matches? And their matches in the Continental Classic is clearly not enough. Because nobody watched this show. Like, I'll give you an example. I mean, I shouldn't do... Well, you know, I'll do this, okay? We got Winners Coming. I was going to do Saturday Night's Main Event, but people will get mad if I compare. Winners Coming, okay? So I presume this is going to do all right because, you know, we have some matches announced. But also, there's, like, some storylines behind the matches. Like, it's Mariah May versus Mina Shirakawa for the women's title. All right? You know, we know all the background of that. I didn't like what they did with Mina on Collision, but we know, like, the background. You know, maybe Tony will be there, maybe not. You know, we know about Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole. We know why. We know what the stakes are. So, like, in this case, we have a lineup, but also why? Right? These are important matches with stakes. Literally, the only thing added to the matches on Rampage was, like, they're in the tournament. So, it wasn't enough. Okay? We need reasons. So, that's really the bad news. And we want to talk about good news. So, we're going to see how this All In Texas does. If you recall, I was bullish on this show. I thought, you know what? They're not selling a lot of tickets of late. Things are clearly down. But, you know, they still put 40-whatever thousand in Wembley last year. You know, obviously the year before they did the 82,000 or whatever. You know, they're trying to get over All In as their WrestleMania. And if you recall, like, even when WWE was just like, nobody cared, it sucked, you know, your 2019 period, I mean, they still did gangbuster numbers for WrestleManias, because it's... Did you know that WrestleMania is WWE's WrestleMania? It is. Okay.
Get out of here.
So All In is, like, their WrestleMania. And so I feel that, like, no matter what's going on, everything around, if they can actually get over the idea that, like, this is the show, if you're going to go to one AEW show a year, this is the one, I think it's going to do all right. Now, they did their on sale. I don't know how many tickets they sold, but they are at over 1.25 million in ticket sales. Now, granted, you know, when they first put tickets on sale, they're very, very expensive. As time goes on, they're going to, you know, drop the ticket prices. 1.25 million could be 15,000 people. 1.25 million could be 5,000 really rich people. We don't know yet, okay? But 1.25 million already, that's a good number. So we'll see what it ends up doing. We got a long time. The show isn't until July. A lot of time for people to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to make some plans. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Hey, I'm kind of more into it, less into it, whatever. So we'll see how it ends up doing. But I think that's a good number for, like, the first day on sale, 1.25 million. We'll know more soon. But I am still bullish.
I guess if we're pocket watching, that's fantastic. I think it really comes down to how many seats were actually sold for a venue that's 40,000 seats. And I can't remember what we said. I was obviously not as bullish on it as you. I think you said 35, I said 20, and 20 is probably very realistic, and they have to, though, turn it on with these stories, get people invested in not just one big story, but multiple stories on that show, get people believing that the people they have on their roster are as big of a stars as they believe that they are, and that they may have been before, and they will be again. They got a lot to do, and they got a lot to go, but Dallas is a great location for people to fly into. It's very easy to get to. It's at the big baseball stadium for the Texas Rangers. It's a Globe Life. So it's just going to be about trying to motivate their fans and motivate people who are wrestling fans to try to consider this thing a big deal. They've obviously partnered again with Conrad Thompson to do a Starrcade for the week leading into it. I can see them maybe reaching out to other conventioneers to come in and make it that big destination weekend, but they have got to figure out a way to break out of the doldrums they're in right now and start to light a fire under not only their regular fans that used to come out to their shows, but also for people who are, again, that have lapsed from AEW and are either not bothering with anything or all in on WWE right now, try to do something to get their attention and drag them back in. Otherwise, it's just going to be a lot of really, I don't want to say really rich people, but it's probably going to be a lot of those really expensive seats sold, then a whole bunch of $10, $20 seats, and there's no middle to that. And how many people are you really going to get, and how impressive is it going to look?
Okay, so just as an example, because people are making fun of me, how will they? I think I might have predicted 40,000. Okay,
I think that was, but what it's actually set up for now. We need to go off.
The point is this. Okay, when they first put tickets on sale for Wembley, last year's Wembley. Okay, they're coming off 81,000 or whatever. Okay, so they put tickets on sale for year two, And the very first day the tickets went on sale, they sold 28,000, okay? They sold 28,000 on day one. That was in November, okay? For those of you that don't recall, like November, December, January, February, for like the next 5 months, I believe, they could not get above 38. It was like they were slowly adding, slowly adding. They could not get above 38. You know, we're talking like WrestleMania time, 38. And so, you know, there are a lot of people like, I think we may have just like topped off or whatever. And the fact of the matter is, you know, as we got closer to the show, closer to the show, closer to the show, they went from that 38 to 54. Okay. So we're a long way away from July. But I feel that, you know, as we get closer and closer and closer to All In, and they hype it and hype it and hype it and hype it, I don't think it's crazy that they could get to 40. 35, 40, I think that's very possible. But we shall find out.
I think you should probably be really happy, though, if they can get to 25. And obviously, if they're
already... they're already at 1.25 million. Yeah, like, well, they'll be great at 25. But well, I think they can get to 35 or 40. That's my point. We'll see.
Okay, great.
Hey, we're going to find out. That guy, who was the one that wrote it down? Who's the one? They go, I wrote that down. I'm not going to forget. Sticker Reds 202? All right, you don't forget it, brother. We'll see how it goes. See how it goes. How much WWE was putting in for their two-night WrestleManias when they were at their dirt worst in 2018 and 2019? They were still doing like 60,000 each night. That's because WWE. It was WrestleMania, and nobody cared about anything else.
Yeah, well, All In's not that.
That's what we're working on. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'll just say one more thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Not a completely fair analogy, but it's close enough, okay?
It's an Alvarez special.
I'm just going to ask you a question, Mike.
Go ahead.
Be honest here.
All right.
TNA Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You don't watch it, right?
Once in a while, yeah.
Let's be honest. You don't watch it. But the point is,
once in a while, yeah, I do.
What TNA show this year had the most buzz? Like online, everybody was talking about it. Oh my God, what show was that?
Would have been with Hendry after they started working with WWE.
No, it was a rebrand
at the very beginning of the year.
Yeah, when they rebranded to TNA.
Well, yeah, that yeah. Well.
That one had the most buzz. Like everybody was talking about the you know, we're going back to TNA. Yes.
Time out. It had the most buzz among the media. What started a lot of that buzz was the fact that they got those big numbers. Remember in fall and TNA Plus was doing well and they got these surprising numbers. So there was a lot of talk about that show at the beginning of the year, but I don't think it did that well. And then
but that's the point.
And the buzz went away until the
but I know that's my point though. Like you admit like the most buzz was about that TNA rebrand show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until NXT. Yeah.
Okay. So the actual best show that TNA ran all year in terms of how much they grossed, it was Bound for Glory. It was their version of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Now, as far as like, it's not really a fair comparison because they ran a relatively small building. I think it was
Detroit.
Wherever it was.
Well, I think it was the Wayne State Fieldhouse on the campus of
WSU.
Yeah.
Okay. So they put 2750 in. Like that's not like a 10,000 people or anything, but it was like a legitimate sellout. The fire marshal was there. It wasn't one of those. It's a 10,000. Like it was a real actual sellout. And they did it was the largest grossing and highest paid ticket total of all of 2024. And it was Bound for Glory. It was their version of WrestleMania. Okay. Now, granted, is the Tokyo Dome selling out 60,000 tickets? No.
No.
I think last year they were like 27,000 or something like that. Okay. But like, I've seen a lot of years where New Japan, you know, their spot shows, their small shows. I mean, they're doing collision numbers, you know, whatever. Not great. But man, they run that Tokyo Dome. That's their Tokyo Dome. They're going to sell 27,000 tickets. So the key, and I don't know if they're going to do this or not, but if they can convince fans that All In has been for the last 2 years now, and it was how this whole thing began anyway, but like that's their WrestleMania, okay? They can do 30 to 40,000, I believe. We'll see.
I'm glad you believe that.
I do.
For your sake and for their sake, I'm hopeful that that is the case. It should not be this much of a fight to do this for something that is their WrestleMania and where they have been in the past. The fact that it is atrophied to this point where we're talking about this is disappointing, but that's why they got to keep their eye on the ball the best that they can. And they have 6 months, 7 months here to pretty much build towards this thing. So we'll see how it ultimately ends up at the end of the day. But, I mean, really, we're doing TNA comparisons here. Is this what we want
to
do?
Well, I was trying to find something that wasn't WWE. And I also brought up New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who else has their version of WrestleMania?
Your extensive knowledge of New Japan.
Hey, how do you think the CMLL anniversary show does every year? Enormous.
Which one?
The anniversary show. Their version of WrestleMania.
Oh, that's AAA. AAA's got the three of them.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Bryan Danielson did a Bryan Danielson interview, if I ever saw one, with Denise. At the show.
Oh, yeah?
And basically he said, yeah, my neck screwed up. I'm a kook. That was his exact words. I'm kooky.
Kooky?
And I got a lot of things I'm going to try before I decide if I need neck surgery.
He
I'm
drink the blood of younger wrestlers to heal my neck.
Hey, I mean, they don't drink it, but there's a lot of...
Look, if stem cells haven't worked, then what else are you going to go
He's doing it. He doesn't know if they've worked yet. So he's going to do all that other stuff, and then if he needs surgery, he'll have to get surgery. But he said it's 50-50 whether he will ever wrestle again.
Brian,
and obviously,
don't,
if he can,
don't,
it's going to be at their version of WrestleMania.
It will, but Brian, don't. Look, I said this years ago.
Talking about me or the other Brian?
You, please, no, you never, ever wrestle again. Please, my God, for all of our sakes, especially your partners. But Brian Danielson.
I literally was the person who won our last match together, not him. In fact, I won, and then it was restarted, and he lost. So do not blame this on me.
You know who's won in the world of professional wrestling? Brian Danielson, I say it every time. If there is somebody, when you say, in all of the world of pro wrestling, who won at pro wrestling, Brian Danielson did, overcame everything, got everything out of the deal, is at a place where he is almost godlike as far as how he was revered amongst an amazing cross-section of people. You don't have to come back. All of this talk that your arms were numb and you couldn't feel this, and whether that was true or not before you actually went out, I don't know. But you know what? If it was, they probably shouldn't have let you go out there. But they did, and you went out there, and you probably made it worse. You don't have to keep doing this. I love Brian Danielson, but if he stopped 10 years ago, I would have more, and I think most people would have more on him than they would ever need. If he can come back, great. It's like any fighter that I've watched for years, Evander Holyfield coming back and people like that. It's hard to tell somebody. It's hard to shake that spotlight. Wrestlers talk about it all the time. Fighters talk about it all the time. It's hard to walk away. I would like to see him walk away, because the more we come back with he's good again, and then you hear, well, yeah, he hasn't been able to use his arm, or he's got to have serious neck surgery, or he's going to, you know, Luxembourg for some brand new inventive treatment. Like, man, maybe it's just time to let that ghost go. And I hope for his sake he makes the right decision for his family's sake. But if it's about the wrestling, Brian, if it's about us, the fans, we're good. I'll speak for all of them. We're good here.
You're speaking for all the fans?
I will speak for all the fans. I will.
There's a lot of fans that want him back.
Man of the people. At what risk?
Michael Buble here says, those last few matches were a stain on my legacy. How dare you? Listen, that last one...
Your matches or
yeah,
his?
Yeah, mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that last one... Listen, the last one was a very badly booked feud. And I'm fully responsible for that, okay? But the match itself was not bad. The one we actually won.
Booking up with the Bang Bros.
I didn't have one bad match since I returned.
That's not what Billy Stark said.
What, a match with her?
Worst partner she ever had.
Yeah, because we lost. It wasn't a bad match. Find me a bad match that I had. Thank you.
Go ahead, Internet. Do your
stuff.
Go
for it. Find it. I'd like to know so I can act like it didn't happen.
Oh, my God. You know, the Botchamania 503 is going to be all Alvarez all the time.
Find it. Find a bad match. Not a bad spot. I saw a bad spot in Kyle Fletcher and Okada this past weekend. Find a bad match.
Were they running the ropes?
No, they were trying something in the corner, and they were, like, out to lunch. They were completely... And I swear to God, tonight we'll see if NXT can break the streak, okay? You rarely, okay, on big-time TV, you rarely see people get completely lost, okay? It happens, but it's not like on every show. You're like, what is happening? What is happening? I saw it on SmackDown, Collision, and Raw. All three of these shows. Three in a row.
But you know why the Collision one is so much worse is because you're used to...
It actually wasn't it the worst one.
Well,
the worst one was for sure on SmackDown. The second worst one was on Raw, and Okada and Fletcher was the third.
But you wouldn't expect it with Okada and Fletcher because, you know, they have the reputations and they are so good. But when you don't work with somebody all the time and you're working at a certain pace, things can get thrown off. Like when it comes to the women's match last night, I mean, unfortunately, that's to be expected seemingly in almost every single one where you don't have some of the top tier WWE or NXT women in there. You get those moments where it feels like time stands still.
Well, I'll say this, okay? The one last night was two of the women tried to do the, you know, one goes for a cover, rolls over, they try and bridge up out of it. And then the third was supposed to come off the top onto them as they bridged. And the two could not figure out how to do the bridge. And it was like just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. So it wasn't really like a botched spot. I mean, it was botched, but it's not like what you traditionally think, which is you guys both forgot what the hell you're doing and you're going in different directions. The Okada one, I think, okay, I don't know this for sure, but I was, you know, a great worker, okay? I clearly saw, like, they're on different pages. But I would bet that, like, some people watched it and they didn't see it, okay? So that's not that bad a botch spot, you know? If someone watched it and they were like, I didn't see it, okay, well, that's not that bad then. The one on SmackDown, like, a blind person could have seen, like, this one was this was the most botch spot I've seen on any Major League television show probably in years. I mean, years and years. Like, they were all three in the corner. They had some idea. Like, they forgot what was going on. Naomi slipped and fell backwards and was hanging upside down in the ropes. Like, I think she was laughing. She was just stuck. And the other two didn't know, like, what do we do now? She's like, she's upside down and backwards. What do we do? And, like, they were lost. That one was, like, by far the worst. But it has been three straight nights with a real messed up spot. So we'll see if that continues.
Practice these matches so much, you need to practice what happens if something goes sideways with all these crazy
spots. Well, sometimes you can't because,
doing.
Like, it went so sideways, she was upside down and backwards. Like, what are you going to even do? Like, sometimes you'll see where, like, somebody accidentally gets caught in the ropes and everything gets messed up. And so the referee and the opponent have to try to get them out. And then they continue. Oh, my God. Back in a moment. Raw Report. Observer Live.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I tried during the break to find that spot, but like no one put it up. Just funny. And you know what's funny about it too is like, you know, WWE has a social media crew, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll watch the show and they'll put all these animated GIFs and such on. That reminds me. Anyway. They'll put all these on social media. And do you know how many times I've like watched it and just thought, why did you put that spot on social media? Like, so that looked horrible.
Misses by a mile.
It happens all the time. It's like, is there no retired wrestler that you could give this job to who could actually look at the spot and decide, should I put that one on social media or not? They put some of the wackiest stuff up there. My God. All right. Let's talk about Raw. A lot of talking on this show. So I'm going to just like cut to the chase. Gunther came out for a promo. He was interrupted by Finn Balor, who he was scheduled to face on Saturday.
You're burying the lead. He had blue jeans on, for heaven's sake. When have you seen that before? Relaxed Gunther.
They do their whole spiel. Damien's music hits. The Judgment Day had attacked Gunther. Damien's music hits. He comes out to save Gunther, basically. Runs wild in the Judgment Day. Throws Finn in the ring. Gunther kills Finn, but then also kills Damien. And then, of course, you know, once that happens, the Judgment Day gets the upper hand. They destroy both guys. And this leads to Adam Pearce announcing that it will be now a three-way at Saturday night's main event. It is Damien Priest, Finn Balor, and Gunther for the world title. And Finn also has to defend the tag titles next week with JD versus the Viking Raiders. So Finn's not happy about that.
Do you think that Finn and Dom is a big enough singles feud and match to have, like, a couple down from the top as far as your what's important on Raw? Because Damian Priest getting the victory over Finn saves Gunther on Saturday night, and then he and JD McDonagh drop those belts. You know, talk about Finn, you know, listen to Finn and you win. Boy, Dom and Finn as a feud might actually be good, depending on what you exactly do with the Judgment Day in that scenario.
This guy says, weird segment. Crowd didn't know how to react. Yeah, because we're slowly in the middle of a babyface heel turn for Gunther.
Babyface heel turn?
Yeah, babyface turn. They don't do anything quick. So, like, the beginning of this segment, it's like he played the babyface against Finn. And then, you know, Priest comes out to back him up. But they don't want to do it yet. They don't pull the trigger, so they make sure that he does something heelish. So okay, he's still the bad guy. But yeah. He does things on every show that are the beginning of he's going to be turning babyface.
And because he's got no reason to like Damian Priest. So Damian Priest coming out, then they can have their face-to-face. Like, hey, man, I came out to give you a little bit of backup here. But, you know, again, you can play that in there. It's going to be interesting to see Gunther as a babyface. But then again, in that lead into WrestleMania next year, they're going to be in Europe for a month. And man, maybe you can actually make some hay out of that. Obviously, he's not going to be in one of the top spots because of the way things are looking with the Bloodline and with women's matches and everything else. But Gunther in a big as a babyface against somebody, that could be interesting.
We had the Wyatt Six in the Final Testament. Wild match. Paul Ellering returned, threw powder in Howdy's eyes. He had 6 tons of white powder. Howdy is completely white. Referee counts the pin anyway.
No jokes.
It was silly.
Well, hey, look, it's like all those times that people were spit in the eyes by mist by whoever, Shinsuke or Great Muta or Tajiri or whoever, and the referee just stands there like, well, I guess I got to go ahead and make the pin anyway.
White powder, yes, that's what I said.
Yes,
it could have
tons
been,
of it.
Could have been flour, it could have been cocaine. You ever had a 3 pounds of cocaine thrown in your face? You ain't going to be the same.
Imagine three, never mind, go ahead.
Why is The Miz exactly the same? Like, I asked for him to join this group so that we could get a makeover and, like, a new character after 20 years.
Who would want that?
Who wants what we have now?
There's more value in that than anything,
no,
Brian.
He's clean. He shaves his face every day, gets his hair cut.
Yes.
Frost the tips. Same stupid gear.
Yeah.
No.
He's here
every
under
single
duress.
One of those Wyatts. Like, every single one of them, they got a makeover for that group. The Final Testament, they've all got their own gimmick or whatever. He's just the same old guy off the, whatever that stupid show was, The Real World.
Real World. It's
part of the Final
Tough Enough.
God, grow a beard, brother. Shave your head.
Maybe he can't,
shave a freaking mohawk. What, because of Marine 15? I'm sure it'd be all right. He's playing a Marine. Shave your head. It's going to be fine.
Do you know if he can grow a beard?
Gee, I don't know if he can be a Marine. You've got a shaved head. I can't play that role. Just won't work.
This is some shaggy, patchy beard hanging out with Karrion Kross. I don't
grow
see
a goatee. Something.
He still has to go home to Maryse every night. Maybe she doesn't want it.
Maryse isn't going to be able to handle a beard.
Well.
Come on.
I don't know.
Jack interviewed CM Punk. He knows how to make so many friends. Sethy says, I don't hate the guy. I don't hate him. We got a long history. Guy came to me when he was 16, wanted me to train him for free. He was entitled. Now he wants to be the best in the world. He used to be on the top 10 list of being fired. I saved him from that. He's talented, but everything he's done, I've done better. And I did it before he even got here. Did a great job when I was gone, but I'm back. Like, wow. And so he's a babyface. And then Seth comes out and cuts a promo on him, like a babyface promo, but Seth is now like he's turning heel. It's very weird. Liv and Dakota Kai. Liv won. Not a lot of heat. PFC attacked Dakota. Damage control made the save. Liv murdered. Murdered Io Sky with the Oblivion. If I found out like Io Sky would never wrestle again this morning, I would be like, I know I saw it. But apparently she's all right. It was horrifying.
There's been a couple times where she's hit that move where it has not looked super smooth, which I guess if you want your things to look a little more real, it looks like she really kills you with that or somebody comes. But it's the ones that fall on top of her and everything else. I don't know. Just, I guess everybody's got to get used to taking it, but there always seems to be, every one out of every three times she hits that move, it does not look good for one reason or another.
New Day ran into Cody, and he wouldn't talk to him, and Woods goes, he's disgusted with me. That's rich coming from that guy. He was such a great guy in high school.
Cody said they should be ashamed.
Turns out that New Day, Woods and Cody, actually, at the same time, in the same place, went to rival high schools. Do you guys know that? It's true.
Both state wrestling champions,
so that's
too,
the story,
right?
There.
Or at least in there.
A Drew McIntyre video package where, same deal. Maybe people said I was wrong about Punk. Maybe people can change, but God, I saw Roman and Punk shaking hands. Jimmy and Jay and Sammy all joined up. Punk at least got bribed. These other idiots did it for free. I got to come take them out. Seth comes out for his promo. He says, classic Punk. Take a little bit of truth, spin it, play a victim. He's a con man. Truth is, I did go to him to get trained. At one time, he was one of the best in the world. But the truth is, I looked up to him. He helped me get my foot in the door. But then, what he left out is, when he left here 11 years ago, I called him. I texted him because I was a friend. What did I get back? Nothing. He ghosted me. It wasn't just me, in fact. It was everybody who was friends with him that worked here. Because to him, if you didn't quit your dream job, if your priorities did not line up with his, you were evil. And it didn't end there. For 10 years, he tried to tear down this company, talked as much crap as he could. When he finally walked back in here, it was because he'd failed everywhere else, burned every bridge, and the money was right. Now, that thing, by the way, about Punk contacting nobody is 100% true. That's not a story that he made up. And he tells his whole story, and the fans start chanting for CM Punk. That's Seth's heel turn right there. And he says, somewhere along the way, I realized you were a fraud. I wanted to be better than you. And by the way, he said, everything you did, I did twice. And I did the one thing you could never do, main event WrestleMania. So Sammy's music hits. He comes out and apologizes for saying that Seth must have attacked Jay. And essentially, they agree that Sammy is going to take care of Drew. Seth can take care of Punk. Seth ends up leaving. Sammy cuts a promo. And, of course, as he's leaving, after challenging Drew to Saturday night's main event, Drew jumps and beats his ass. That is the build to their match. Fifth match added. Lyra, Zelina, and Ivy. Lyra won. Very basic. Nothing to write home about. New Day comes to the ring. They're getting this Don Callis heat. These fans hate them. Every time they try to talk, they get booed down. The fans are chanting, New Day sucks. We want Big E. Every time Woods tries to say something, they boo him down. Woods finally goes, we didn't even do anything to Big E. Kofi says, we could have taken a chair to the guy's back. We didn't. They're booed, they're booed, they're booed, they're booed. And finally, they drop their mics. They go to leave the ring. The place cheers like crazy. They ran them off. It was awesome.
Awesome. It's so awesome. Nobody wanted to see them break up, and they have not really.
No.
Biggie's out anyway. Kofi, and nobody wants to see brothers fight, and they've been teaming together for 15 years now. Kofi and Xavier are brothers, and I'm happy because that tag division could use them like this.
And then we had Rhea and Raquel, Anything Goes match, which was fun for what it was. And Raquel went for the Tejano bomb through a table. Rhea slipped behind, riptide through a table, got the pin. And it's funny because, like, the fans, the ref did this weird thing. And so, like, the fans thought he counted one, but he hadn't. And so they counted one, two, three and cheered when he was still only on two. So that was awkward. But Io and Rhea grabbed the belt afterwards. They have a stare down. Show goes off the air. Thought it was a good show. Thought it was a good show.
A lot of talking, but there's always a lot of talking on these shows, so you just hope
it was good.
Times, that's the thing, is that the segment does not drag, and that the two people are not only, you know, relaying everything that they need to, but performing it well. And Seth and Sammy, especially Sammy, does such a great job coming across sincere, and the people were eating it up. It was a great crowd last night as far as reactions go. They keep playing into that, too, by showing now signs in the crowd. And Joe and Bennett are kind of going back and forth with each other over it, so they're trying to encourage that. I know that their ticket sales have started to level off. There's only so much they could actually rise, but they are playing into these fans being a character in the story, and the fans are responding at the times that WWE needs them to. So again, a lot of it is gaga nonsense, and maybe in 20 years we look back and it's like people are going to be fast forwarding through this going, how could they handle all of this? But at this moment in time, boy, they still have a lot of things kicking.
I can always tell sometimes on the chat who watches WWE and who doesn't.
Oh boy.
This guy goes, the New Day hasn't been a thing for 10 years, have they? 1 week ago, they had a 10-year anniversary. 1 week ago.
13 years ago.
Yes, they've been building it up for months, the 10-year anniversary.
10 years.
So, yes, they have been together for 10 years.
10 years.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So the winner of the t-shirt contest was Dalen. Dalen was the winner.
Hey,
all chopped, no pork. He's getting the files to the people in charge now as we speak. And it'll be up on our store very, very soon here. Did you know we have a t-shirt store? Probably not, because
really?
I never plug it. At 4wonline.com/shirts, part of PWTs. But you can go there by typing in f4wonline.com/shirts. And all of our most famous shirts, minus 5 stars, shoot battle royal winner. That was Vinny. He once, shoot, won a worked battle royal. So if you'd like to pretend you did, you can get this shirt. We got a lot of great ones up there. Giraffe shirt, also very popular. Even my kids have giraffe shirts. So I know, I want the Bigfoot one too. Yeah, we'll get more shirts up here and there. But for this first contest, this is the winner. All chop, no pork. Got the most votes.
Hey, speaking of Bigfoot, where can I hear about things related to...
That would be After Dark Radio.
Really? Where can
right now,
that?
You can hear it as a subscriber at WrestlingObserver.com. And in fact, we talked about Bigfoot on After Dark Radio this past Thursday. It is available on F4WOnline.com with a subscription, or Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. And we talked about Bigfoot. Next week's show, we talk about Dog Man.
Dog Man?
Not the cartoon character. The man with a dog's head.
What?
You heard me. So go listen to After Dark Radio right now. And if you're listening on Sports Byline, well, on January 8th, After Dark Radio is moving here. You'll be able to listen live every week, Wednesdays at 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. After Dark Radio on Sports Byline, replaying overnights. So that's coming up. But we are out of time for today, so we're going to wrap it up. I want to thank Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, all our Twitch homies. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.